I'm Frank Veith. I'm professor of vascular surgery at New York University Medical Center and the Cleveland Clinic. And today I'm going to talk about the initiative, the strong initiative, to separate doctors from industry. And I'm going to try to tell you why this initiative, which has assumed the characteristics of a witch hunt, why it is will cause more harm than good. The initiative has been brought about by some flagrant abuses on the part of physicians, where they receive large amounts of money, rather secretively, to promote a product or a drug when such promotion is really unjustified by the facts. And as a result of these flagrant abuses, there's been what some of us believe is an excessive initiative to totally separate doctors from industry. And this initiative is embodied by actual laws in the state of Massachusetts and Vermont. Many prestigious universities have enacted draconian policies to separate doctors from industry, and among those prestigious universities are Harvard, Stanford, University of Michigan, and University of Massachusetts. In addition, the federal government is considering such legislation at the present time. Moreover, some physicians, rather strangely, have jumped on the bandwagon and sanctimoniously embraced this initiative, publishing op-eds and articles pointing out the evils of these relationships. And many specialty societies, instead of standing up and pointing out the benefits of these relationships, have remained mute. So the complete separation of doctors and industry, that initiative has assumed the characteristics of, in my opinion, a witch hunt. And this initiative fails to acknowledge the many, many benefits that can accrue to society and to patients from these relationships. For example, with the development of devices and innovation, the fact that the physician has the idea of a device or tool that can benefit his patients, and then he needs industry engineering expertise and money to carry that through to development that's practical. And, of course, the physicians have to evaluate the device in a fair manner. Without the relationship, that innovation will be stifled. Then there's the idea of drugs. Physicians recognize the need for a particular drug, and industry comes through and develops that drug, resulting in benefit to patients. Then there's the whole idea of industry-sponsored or industry-supported, not sponsored, industry-supported continuing medical education. There's no substitute for such meetings, which are the best source of current objective new developments. If one relies on published articles and published textbooks, they're way out of date, 2 to 5 years out of date by the time they're published. And even though there can be some bias in industry-sponsored or supported meetings, there can also be bias in textbooks and journal articles. So there are many, many ways beyond this, numerous other ways, where the relationship between doctors and industry is a natural one. Severing the relationship, in my opinion, would be analogous to the fact that just because some husbands beat their wives doesn't mean that one should outlaw marriage or relationships between men and women. Or another analogy would be just because there are many fatal roadside accidents doesn't mean one should outlaw cars or driving. And similarly, because there have been some abuses of the relationship doesn't mean that the relationship should be dissolved completely, which this initiative tries to do. So what can be done about all this? Well, clearly, rules can be enacted to prevent the abuses. Transparency can be mandated. Committees can be formed consisting not necessarily of representatives of medicine or industry, but consisting of representatives of the public, lawyers, judges, congressmen, representatives of government, blue ribbon committees which can oversee these relationships within a university. It's a far better solution than eliminating the relationships completely. So the bottom line is we shouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Some relationships between physicians and industry should be preserved, and it will result in far better serving of patients and society. I might add in closing that many of the points that I made were made by other speakers at our 2010 VEITH Symposium held here in New York in November, and many additional points will be made at our next year's meeting, which will be held in November of 2011. Thank you.